1049 Star FM's
Tom and Ollie. In a time.
That's very early in the morning.
Two men.
I'd use the term men loosely.
Fought evil demons.
What, an alarm clock?
To rise before everyone else and start the day.
They literally get into work 1 minute before six.
1049 Star FM presents Tom and Ollie.
Tom, I went to a festival on the weekend. I've got a bracelet to prove it. Look at that. There it is, little paper bracelet on.
I've told you that saying that you're on a festival at the weekend is exactly like somebody coming back from backpacking around Europe.
No.
Oh, I was travelling.
I don't believe it is.
I went to a festival, like I didn't wash for like 3 days.
I had to wear the same undies. I did yoga and I found myself. But one of the biggest challenges of the festival for me, Tom, was I took my girlfriend Sarah along, and I'm a big festival lover. She's never been before.
Yeah, well, before you went to the festival, you were worried about her going. You were like,
we even spoke about it on the radio, like, you know, boy spaces and girl bringing girlfriends into those, you know, areas that are normally just a boy thing.
Mate, we have talked about it. You said that Sarah wanted to come to our boys' weekend festival.
Yeah. So this is a bit of a road test, right, for Sarah, this festival, on how can she enjoy it? How do we go as a couple? Do we work together? Because it can be a bit, like, clashy, because you spend the whole time together, and you're in a tent.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Sarah doesn't love camping. She was very, nervous about the whole experience. I thought we'd get her on the phone now and, I guess, find out how she felt. But I want to give her a scorecard as well. Good morning, Sarah.
A scorecard?
Yeah. I mean, it's only fair to just go through the categories and work out how
Good morning,
how you
Sarah.
Went.
How was Ollie on the weekend? Was he bloody annoying?
I don't know. Should I be scoring you? This is horrible.
You can give me a score if you want.
Let's see how I go first, and that might affect your score.
All right. Good. No, look, Sarah, I think overall you did great, and you had a great time, didn't you?
I did. I was really pleasantly surprised. It was wonderful.
Because you're more of a fine dining kind of girl normally, aren't you? Let's be honest.
If you have to fall into one of the two categories, yes, historically,
heavily in fine dining category. Okay, now I've marked you on three categories here, Sarah. Three areas of the weekend.
Yeah.
Now, enjoying the music, I've put you as a surprisingly high 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I thoroughly. I didn't know many of the bands going. Well, I was facing one of them. But, yeah, I did enjoy the music.
You went to bed about midnight on the second night. So a bit early, but that's okay. Tired. No points, Mark.
Let's race through these, Ollie. Let's race through them. Come on.
Socialising. So there's three categories here. Second category, socialising. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, good. I thought I did well on that one.
Yeah,
great.
Well done.
Okay.
But handling of the conditions, let's be honest, you got sunburn, 2 out of 5.
Oh, Sarah. That's really low. That's
low. You got pretty burnt.
I don't know, it's like a light burn on the upper thigh. Like, yeah, you can see sun.
Very red.
So if we combine all those scores, what did you get out of 15?
5, 9, 10, 11 out of 15.
11 out of 15. Well done, Sarah.
That's a distinction. If it was a university mark.
What would you give Ollie out of 15, Sarah?
Look, he was actually. I was a bit worried that he'd be a little bit like exclusive, a bit annoying and a bit judgy. Yeah. You know, judgy.
Bit too cool.
Bit too cool, but
Sarah, be cooler around my band friends.
Yes, that's what I thought he'd say to me. But no,
I said that once.
He was lovely. He was lovely.
I'll give him
a 4 out of 5.
God, beautiful. Well, look, I think what this is training your partner to love something. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I mean, Sarah, you trained me to like wine. You like your fine dining. I didn't know what that was about. But, you know, like a couple, you've got to train the other one to like things that you like. Otherwise, you'll never have common interests, will you?
Okay. So you're saying on 13, 12, 16, what have you trained your partner in?
Yeah, what have you trained your partner to love or to like?
Yeah, I feel like there might be some dudes out there training them in wrestling.
Yes.
Or like sporting the UFC side of things. I mean, you've trained me on all things sporting. So give us a call. 13,
I've tried and failed.
13, 12, 16. What have you trained your partner in? Thanks for joining us there. We've got Scott from Albury. He loves to have a chat. Scott, what have you trained your partner to like?
Yeah, morning, boys. I've trained my partner to like the AFL footy.
She wasn't a fan of the footy before this.
No, mate, when I first met her, didn't have any interest in it. Now she jumps on board with the Sydney Swans because I'm a mad Swans supporter. She loves watching weekly matches. Encourages me to go to Melbourne, and I took her to the 2012 grand final, and she loved it.
Oh, wow, what's her name, Scott?
You've done well.
Vanessa is her name.
Vanessa. And what were the steps you needed to take to kind of get her to like the footy?
I just told her that there was cute guys running around tight shorts.
Yes.
That's Tom's attitude to sport as well.
That's gotten me as well, Scott. That's gotten me. It's a great excuse to get people involved in the footy. Well done.
On the flip side, she used to like the ballroom dancing, and she got me into Dancing with the Stars.
That's a great TV show.
So once again, we've got common interests. I watch Dancing with the Stars, she watches the footy with me.
That's awesome. So stereotypical as well, Scott. I love it. You're the stereotypical good couple. I love it.
Beautiful.
Well done, Scott.
Cheers, mate.
Ollie, there's a kid who's going viral across the internet, and as you know, Tom and Ollie are always on the trends, always on the virals, aren't we?
Always trying to learn how to capture that that sort of asset, you know, of being viral.
There's a kid who sung the Australian anthem at a match between Brisbane and Adelaide in baseball, right? Now, this kid is an absolute trooper. As Pedestrian TV says, kid has zero time for the hiccups. Belts Aussie anthem out anyway. We need to play it, Ollie, because it's a classic time of when your childhood performance has just failed. Like, yeah. It's just a bit of a childhood performance ruining. Let's hear this kid sing the Australian anthem in hiccups, because it's too good for a Monday morning. Take a listen and see if you can hear the hiccups.
Australians are
2 seconds in. Ollie, it is that classic moment of a childhood performance just being ruined.
It's such bad luck. I mean, this is his moment, isn't it? Like, this is his one shot. Unless he's a pro doing all these big gigs. Like, he's hit this one shot, and then bang, hiccups catch him out. Oh, God. Yeah, actually, happened to me. It wasn't hiccups, but I was in a play, like a serious play, like doing the end of the play, like a serious monologue. Right? It was about drinking and youth and stuff. So a real message to it. And I got something caught in my throat. And I was trying to do my monologue. And I had to keep going I saw it happen. And it looked like I was, I don't know how it looked weird. My friend said it sounded like I was getting really emotional though. And it worked. It worked for me. I was like, I feel like I look really stupid just coughing.
That's happened on the radio before as well. Yeah, you've had something in your throat and you can't talk.
This kid, however, you can't spin a hiccup into a good musical sort of, spin.
But it really is a childhood performance fail, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We're asking on 13, 12, 16. Was your childhood performance ruined? I had one of my grade 6 graduation. I was sitting cross-legged on the stage. Right leg fell asleep. Get up to accept my graduation certificate, which you get in year 6, which is useless.
For doing nothing. For finishing school.
Yeah, well done. And I walked across the stage stumbling. Just stumbling. Couldn't feel my leg whatsoever.
Just dragging a dead leg like in war.
There was my big grade 6 graduation moment ruined. So give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Did you have a childhood performance that just got ruined by something? Reen from Corowa on 13, 12, 16. Reen, was your childhood performance ruined?
Yes, it was, actually. I was in primary school and they had a competition and me and my girlfriend went in a dancing competition.
Yeah.
And we're doing a go-go dance called the swim.
Oh, yeah.
And as you jumped in the air, as we come down, the plastic went in my undies and they fell down.
So you were just bare butt naked?
Well, I had a school dress on.
Oh, but when you're doing the swim, I mean, that goes up and down a bit.
You jumped in the air and done the swim.
Ollie, do you know the swim?
No, Tom knows his dances because he did aerobics.
It wasn't in water. Reen, do you mind if I just quickly do the swim live for Ollie in the radio?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here, Ollie, watch this.
Why do you know how this dance works?
So you bend down, right?
No, you got to jump in the air.
Yeah, wait for it, Reen. I'm about to bend down first to jump. And then you jump up in the air and you...
No, you stand there, jump up in the air.
Yeah, I'm doing it, Reen.
And
he's doing it, he's jumping, he's swimming.
Wiggle your arm around and go down.
It's pretending like you're swimming.
Tom's undies stayed on, Reen, so he's done better than you, unfortunately.
Well done, Reen. We've also got Starry, Mr. Glenn Starr. Mate, have you had a childhood performance ruined? You'd have a lot of performances that have gone well. Have gone well, Starry, but when you're a child, possibly ruined.
Yeah, no, I think you guys are probably right. There have been a lot of performances that have been ruined.
That have gone well.
Yeah. I remember, I think I was in high school. I was doing a performance. I think it was like a play or something. And they had me singing this song in this I think it must have been some type of stocking or leotard or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, I was singing this song and I was wondering why a lot of people were laughing. Of course, bright lights on the stage, stockings, leotards. You can see exactly what's happened. Obviously,
they saw straight through you.
Exactly.
They saw Glenn Starr.
Exactly. I was just really lucky back then that I decided not to go Commando that day.
Wow. Oh, so it was just the undies, was it?
Yes, it was the undies, thank goodness.
Maybe it made your career, mate, because you're doing well now.
Maybe so.
Ollie, we should have just called it, when have your undies been shown?
Tom, we got a big day, a big show tomorrow. We're interviewing Justice Crew.
Justice Crew. Now, we love Justice Crew so, like, a lot. And because, I mean, obviously, they have the first three singles, and then we dance Friday to Sunday and Dance With Me. All great success on the REO single charts. The group earned their first number one single with Boom Boom, which was certified 6 times platinum by the Australian Record Industry Association, also known as the ARIAs. And that's not even reading off Wikipedia, Ollie. That's
Boom Boom.
That's just the knowledge that I've got in my head of Justice Crew.
That's very impressive. I mean, I should say they're my favourite all-male Australian pop group. And that's not easy.
No.
Not easy at all, because I do like Fire of Sauce.
But your face is crazy. You didn't want to say it when you said it.
What? I'm happy to say I like Fire of Sauce.
You didn't want to say Fire of Sauce, and you said Fire of Sauce.
No, there's no holding back.
You didn't want to say, my name's Ollie Morris, and I could have choose between Fire of Sauce and Justice Crew.
Fire of Sauce.
Oh, God, I'm crying. Ollie, but we are talking to Justice Crew tomorrow on the show. And we've asked on 13, 12, 16, what do you want to ask Justice Crew?
Big fans out there of the Justice Crew.
We had
a lot of calls. And
so many.
We actually can't get to all of them.
Any of them. We can't get to any of the calls. There was too many. So, look, keep the questions.
But we've noted the questions down, and we'll ask them from you. So, thank you to Tristan and Kiara. We'll ask those questions tomorrow to Justice Crew. Not the Justice Crew.
Keep the messages coming through on Facebook. Facebook.com/Tom and Ollie. What should we ask Justice Crew?
Tom, you ever thought about buying a jail?
A jail?
Yeah. An old jail.
Nah. No, don't have enough money. Well, I haven't even thought about buying a house.
Right, okay. Well, start thinking about it, because you could have the chance to be a part owner, right? So you haven't got to have the full price.
Okay.
Part ownership. Beechworth Jail. Well, look, the Beechworth Jail is up for grabs. And essentially, the locals are trying to investigate whether they can band together and buy it.
Well, it's historic, isn't it?
It really is. It's beautiful. You've probably seen it up on the hill there.
Yeah, you drive past it. It's like a castle.
It's like a castle, yeah. It's like, what is going on there?
Oh, my God. Have I gone back in time? This is great.
They're fending off buyers from Melbourne and Sydney, obviously. Good. The evil property developers.
Mm.
Oh, aren't they evil? Jeez. Yeah. I mean, that could be in a kids' movie with big black capes and big long noses.
I would love to see that movie. What would it be called? Like Property Developers. From hell.
The curious tale of the property developers.
I have seen... do they want to turn into apartments or something?
Well, that's what you think when you think property developers.
Is it still working? It's still working, isn't it?
As a jail?
Yeah.
No.
It's not?
No.
You sure?
There's no one's in it.
How sure are you about that?
Well, why would it be up for sale?
Because then it could be like a private jail.
I am quite certain.
Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Do you know if the jail at Beechworth is working or not?
I've never seen any security around it or any sort of infrastructure.
How's our ignorance? That's great. You know who'd know this? Mark Blackman. Blackman, can you email us and let us know?
We don't want Mark Blackman on the news, man.
But my mate once had an apartment which was from a converted school. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, great.
So I'd love a converted
Tom,
jail.
Tom, I don't think Beechworth is in the stage of apartments. They're not in the red zone of development.
Okay.
But what would you do with a jail if you could?
Yeah, well, I'd turn into apartments. I'd turn into
So you're part of the evil property developers.
No, I'd keep the look and I'd keep the whole thing surrounding it. But inside, I'd gut it.
Keep the look,
turn
would you?
It in.
Have a look at that.
Oh, wow.
That's just barbed wire around the fence.
Yeah, no, maybe not.
And turrets. So it could be a nice, cool vintage look. Those apartments.
Ollie, it's just time for a good old-fashioned stitch-up. You and your girlfriend, Sarah, have some news, and I've got Sarah on the phone. Good morning, Sarah.
What?
Do you want to tell...
How dare you go behind my back and get my girlfriend surprisingly on the show? Hello, Sarah.
Hi, baby.
What is going on here?
Well, do you want to tell the border about your new news? It's very exciting.
What news?
Sarah, do you want to tell the border about your news?
I feel like it should be Ollie who shares it.
Good.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Sarah, do you know what it is?
Maybe not.
Oh, you don't know the news.
Well, Tom, neither of us know our news.
That's weird that you guys don't know the news, because, Sarah, it would affect you a lot. You guys are having a baby.
Oh, what?
You're having a baby.
I didn't know, Sarah.
Neither did I.
No, you are having a baby. Where?
Is it you?
Okay.
What?
Why? Look.
What? Why?
The website Closer Online have done a study, and they've looked at the average age a woman gives birth for the first time and found it's roughly around 28 to 29 years old. So, they looked into the women born between 1986 and 1987, then they tracked the most popular baby names for those 2 years, which means, according to science, Sarah is the fifth likely person to fall pregnant in 2016 than anyone else. So, Sarah, you're having a baby.
Wow. That's news. Thanks for letting me know, Tom.
Okay. Sarah, why didn't you tell me?
I just thought you'd prefer to hear it on the radio.
So have your waters broken yet?
No, they are fully intact, thankfully.
Gross.
They're not broken.
But Sarah's 27, but she's in the name of, like, most likely to fall pregnant.
Wow, this is big news, Tom. I mean, I'm going to have to take paternity leave, because Sarah and I have agreed that she's going to be the working one, and I'm going to be looking after the kids.
We have not agreed that.
So, Tom, you're going to be on your own. This affects you as well.
Can I... Why don't you come into work with the kid?
Suddenly, it's not as fun for Tom now.
Yeah. But hang on, so you're not pregnant, Sarah?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, this has all been
a
big fail.
On the weekend, though. So.
You know what I'm thinking then, Ollie?
What?
13, 12, 16. Are you Sarah and you're pregnant right now? Because obviously mine failed.
This one didn't work.
So I want to know, 13, 12, 16, are you preggers and are you Sarah? Let's see if there's someone on the border that can confirm my theory.
Can fill the void that Sarah's left for us.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
I'm sorry. No, Sarah, I couldn't do it for you.
I'm glad that you woke up early for that one.
You do it for me, Sarah.
You're probably glad that you woke up early for that one as well. Well, Ollie, there's someone on the phone that's very excited to hear about this. Good morning, Annie. Your mum.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Oliver.
Tom, Annie, why have you woken up my mum?
Well, Ollie, I thought you could give her the news just now. Go on, tell your mum about the big news that you've got.
Hey, Mum, I know it's early and you might have just woken up, but apparently Sarah and I are having a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Wow, who would have thought that would be the reaction?
No, Annie, you're not.
Underwhelming.
No, Ollie's not having a baby at all, Annie. Don't worry.
But apparently a study says that we should be.
She's most likely to get pregnant in 2016.
So.
Why should she get pregnant in 2016?
Well, that science is proving it, Annie. Science has said that she's most likely to, according to a study that the magazine did.
Okay, science. Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
Well, apologise to your mum. Well,
oh, okay, I'll apologise for this debacle. Sorry, Mum. Go back to sleep if you want.
Okay, thanks, darling.
No babies. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You mean it.
Nothing has ever been more awkward than that, hey?
No, probably not. Tom, you stitched me up before, didn't you?
Yeah.
Get a big radio stitch up.
Got your girlfriend and your mum on the phone to say that you were preggers, but you're not.
Well.
Hilarious.
Mate, it's time to get one back.
What do you mean?
You know, you love Grant Denyer.
Love Grant Denyer. He's my favourite. No, I don't love Grant Denyer.
He's your idol in the media sense because, I mean, he's been on some great TV shows that you love. He's a great MC, great host, which you're really good at.
Mm.
And he's a short blonde man. Which you're really good at being as well. I know you idolise him in a weird way and respect him, and I've managed to secure some audio of him giving you some instructions on how you can do what you do better. Yeah, is that cool? Is that exciting for you?
No, I don't like Grant Denyer.
Well, I know you're pumped to hear it, so let's have a listen to Grant Denyer here. Oh, the double stitch up, it's Keith Urban, Days Go By. You hate this song. Suck on that, I love it. Oh yeah. Oh, we're being given. Double stitch up, baby, take that. Get down. Oh, Tommy boy, mate. It's an early time slot right now, which is good for this this.
Are you
going to
be talking about something naughty?
I couldn't talk about this probably past 7 o'clock, and so I want to get it away now. But I have to tell you about it. Now,
okay, so if there are kids in the car, are we asking people to turn down the volume? Yes.
Look, I'll put it out there. I'm simply going to be stating body parts,
okay,
and facts. Like, okay. I'm not going into any graphic detail. I'm just simply stating bodily part facts.
Are you going to say the V word?
Potentially,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh my God.
If you're offended by that, I don't know what CY would, but do feel free to turn it down. Tom, yesterday, our newsreader, Mark Blackman, lovely guy, loves a swim, right? He loves going for a chill-out session. He invited us both for a swim. Now, you declined. That's fair enough. You had something else on. You're having a swim at the pool yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I was free. Hey, Mark, yeah, love to go along. I don't want to say you dodged a bullet, because that is not accurate.
But, and rude.
Yeah. No, it was, I want to put it out there, probably one of the loosest things that I've ever seen.
Okay.
Like, now,
because it was pitched to me as like, oh, just a mate's got a bit of a pool happening, yeah, and a couple of beers and,
yeah,
all right, cool.
So it was Mark's, I guess I'd say friends of friends kind of thing. His girlfriend's friends, that kind of thing.
Okay.
We rock up, it's in Albury, and it's a pool party. Nice house.
Great.
Let me just get straight to the facts. Within 10 minutes of being there,
yep,
I had not even finished my first beer. I had seen two pairs of breasts. Okay? Brazenly shy enough. Oh, I don't know. It was, again, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all right? So this is the start of it. And I was like, Mark, where have you taken me? Like, this is weird. Amazing, but weird.
Okay.
And then, within half an hour, Tom, I kid you not, I had seen another pair of breasts and a vagina. Again, I had not finished my first beer. I'd been there for half an hour. It was 3 in the afternoon. I'm like, Mark, what is going on here? I mean, is that not the loosest pair of statistics of a party you've ever heard? Like, sure, by midnight, things get loose. Things go crazy. But 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, and then they played a game. You know, that it's a game where it's like, what are the odds? And you have to say, like, what are the odds that you will take your pants off? And if you say 1 in 10...
Oh, no, I don't know.
Then
that
we
one.
Both say a number between 1 and 10. Oh. And if it's the same number, you have to do it. Right? So it's a what are the odds? Oh, I don't want to do it much. It's a 1 in 20 kind of thing. If it's what are the odds, drink your beer right now, 1 in 5.
Okay.
One of the girls played one in, what are the odds that I'll throw your bra over the fence? You won't wear the bra or the bathing top for the rest of the night. 1 in 15, she says. They both guessed 12. Her top's off for the rest of the time that I was there. And I had to leave at 3:30. So things were pretty crazy.
I've made a terrible mistake, Ollie. You know the protein powder that we bought?
Yeah, that you've been hoarding.
I haven't been hoarding.
I need more of it. You gave me less than half.
It's nearly all gone.
Are you serious? Well, get me some, because I paid for half of that.
Yeah, and you got half.
No, I didn't. You gave me a tiny yogurt tub.
You got the half in the yogurt tub.
You've got a massive tub of it.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, you know. This is not some kind of joke. Like,
no,
I want my protein shake.
All right, you can have more. Come around and get it on your bike. You know, I'm not delivering it to you.
You come around.
But, Ollie, the protein, I looked the other day, right, because I'm doing a lot of swimming now, you know. I bought my season pass to the Albury Pool.
Yeah, well, you say that.
I'm going daily, so it's really fun, right? Have a protein shake after I go swimming. Looked at the back of the protein tub the other day, Ollie.
Yeah.
Looked at the back of the protein tub.
I've told you this. The amount of work you're doing, you shouldn't have that much protein.
No, but I looked at the back of the protein tub.
Right. Okay. What was on there?
Well, they give a star rating.
Yeah. There's bad stuff in there. It's not all good.
Muscle gain, 5 stars.
Yeah, of course.
Weight loss, 1 star.
Yeah, it's not. It's for bulking.
Weight gain, 5 stars.
Yes, this is what I was telling you.
How am I going to lose weight when
it's
the
not
protein
for losing
that I,
weight.
The protein I have.
You were doing it after a run.
Fat on me.
You were doing it after a run, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's not for that. It's for when you're literally building a certain bit of muscle.
I'm building muscle by swimming, aren't I?
Well, no, because you've already got a strong figure. You want to lose weight and lean up.
I want to build muscle and lose fat. So will the protein powder help me?
I don't think... A little bit, maybe. Oh. Not the amount that you're smashing.
Well, you can have it.
So you've just realised that you need to cut back your protein because you're undermining your gains.
If I can have a nutritionist call up now on 13, 12, 16, we'll just talk over news and sport, please, because I need some help. I need some help with my nutrition.
You do. Tom, I've worked out what makes me really frustrated and really almost angry. Like, because
I think it's.
What do you think it is? Because you know me quite well.
I think it's people. You'd label them kind of dumb people, but they're not dumb. They're people who don't think through each logical step.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what you don't like, people who just go straight away with the thing that's sitting in front of them and they don't think it through.
Yeah, that's accurate. Be careful. Talking about my housemates here, so no, I something triggered.
Sorry, V and Bree.
Something. This is not. I'll explain. It's not that personal at all. Something triggered me last night, and I realised it's the kind of thing that most people would not get that angry about or frustrated by. Mm. But I was really worked up, right? Mm. And Bree saw me. I went out for a run, and Bree saw me. What happened was...
Did you have to go out for a run?
Yes.
If you don't know Ollie Morris, when Ollie Morris gets angry, he has to go for a run.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Remember when you got fired at your old job? And the reason you were so angry, because they cancelled your one shift that you were staying in town for.
Did I go for
you
a run?
You had to go for a run. And that's the reason that you missed the call to say, hey, Ollie, we don't want you coming in ever again. And they left it in the voicemail.
Well, last night, I was meant to play netball with Fee, my other housemate, with her team.
Cool. What team are they?
I don't even know the name. I just joined up last week. I've played two games now. I was meant to be a regular. And then, so an hour before the game, 2 hours before the game, Fee comes home and says, oh, we don't need you tonight, right? We're good. And I'm like, oh. And she was like, oh, you seem really sad. And I'm like, oh, you know, nah, it's okay. Like, it's fine. But I couldn't betray the fact that I love my social sport.
That's one thing that you'd marry.
Well, I married social sport last week on the show. And, you know, I was disappointed because, you know, for me, I sort of built up to it, I guess. And I had this weird psychological psych up in the afternoon, like coming towards it. And so when she cut me from team.
I can't wait for netball. Oh, God.
That is what it's like. That is what it's like.
You freak.
It's weird. And so I was sitting there and I was like, well, it's 6:30. The sun's up. I need to get out. Went for a walk with the soccer ball. Wasn't enough. Had to go home, change into my running gear, and just smash some pavement. And I was really... It worked. It worked. So I got it all out of my system. But my other housemate, Bree, saw me running. She was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, just, you know, Fee cut me from the team. And I have to go for a run and get it all out.
Ollie, I've found a solution to our Digimon problem.
What do you mean problem, mate? It's gone fine.
Well, I mean,
mine's fine.
Oh, no, mine's just on a poo.
Yours, like I said, I came to work this morning. It was on your desk. You hadn't taken it home, and it was sleeping in two bits of poo.
If you don't know what Digimon are, they're Tamagotchis. Remember Tamagotchis? They're like a digital pet.
Remember this sound?
A small little box that's got three buttons, and they're a pet that you have to look after over days. You feed them, you train them, clean up their poo.
Don't they fight, Tom, as
well?
Turn
the lights off. You can fight. Not our ones, though, which is a shame. Ollie, I've found a solution because, to be honest, bit over it.
What do you mean you're over it?
Well, I keep forgetting it at work, and then I'm like, I've got, you know, I got other things.
Sounds like you're just being lazy.
I play Halo now. Like it's got millions.
Oh, so you're too good.
Millions more pixels more.
You're too
than the
good
Digimon.
For the Digimon, are you? Now that you got Halo.
No, it's just a lot of responsibility.
No time for the 48 pixel Digimon. How dare you? Just got three lowly buttons. No. Well, I'm fine with it. I think it's great.
You're happy with the Digimon?
I think they're great, and I want to keep mine.
No, I disagree. I don't think you've got enough responsibility for the
Digimon. I'm not training it at all. Mine is extremely overweight.
How much does yours weigh? Because mine weighs 20 pounds.
Mine weighs 89 pounds. I haven't trained it once.
Oh, my God.
And I feed him whenever possible. Like right now, I just keep feeding. You just keep feeding. It's simple as that. I call it the Tom Bainbridge model. You just do whatever you want.
Look, I don't think that you've got enough responsibility to look after this Digimon. And I don't think I do either.
That's insulting, but I hear you.
We don't have enough responsibility. So yeah. I want to give these away.
Oh, Tom. Okay.
13, 12, 16. Do you want our Digimon?
What a handball. This is such a handball from you, Tom.
No, it's not. I just don't think we're responsible enough. I think Digimon deserve better.
I don't think you are. Okay, look, I'd be keen if there are some kids who really want them.
Are you responsible enough to look after our Digimon? Okay, they're still going to be ours. You're going to be playing
adults
on our behalf.
Adults or kids, we don't mind.
We want kids.
We want
people at school.
Because I think they're very attentive with this kind of stuff, and they go hard.
They're responsible enough, Ollie. I feel like adults aren't responsible enough.
That's so true.
To have the dedication to look after a Digimon.
Adults are so flimsy and flippant. Oh, they change their mind.
They've got relationships and cars to look after.
Priorities. Whatever.
Bills? Dad, is that another bill in the mail? How many of them do you get?
All right, so kids, jump on the phone. 13, 12, 16, we need some responsible, well-bred kids who are going to look after these Digimon.
That's right, Ollie, and we're still going to keep the stakes happening. There is still stakes on this. The person who wins this Digimon, like, or the person who
dies last, passes away, respawns is probably the better word. Then they lose.
Exactly right. So 13, 12, 16, do you want our Digimon and are you a school-age child? Ollie, I'm happy to say that on 13, 12, 16, we've got Ashley. He's 12 years old. He's in grade 6.
Oh, great.
Ashley, do you want to look after our Digimon?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Have you ever looked after a pet before, Ashley?
Actually, I have a pet of my own.
Oh, okay. What pet do you have?
A cat.
Oh, a real one or a digital cat?
A real one.
Okay. So you've got real life experience in looking after pets.
This is good. This is the kind of responsibility we need, Ollie. Now, we've got two Digimon, though.
Do you think, Ash, do you think two would be too many to look after for one person?
No.
You could do two?
Yep.
Have you got any siblings, though?
Yeah, I've got two.
Okay. Maybe could you pick the most responsible one to look after the other Digimon?
Amber.
Okay, cool.
How old's Amber?
She's 14.
14. Great. Well, that's awesome.
Ashley, this sounds perfect. Now, just so you know, we're going to give you the Digimons. You can keep them, right? But you'll still be playing for Ollie and I. So would you rather play for Ollie's Digimon or Tom's Digimon?
Tom's.
There you go.
Good.
It's a green
That's good, Ash.
It's a good colour.
Because I'm guessing Amber in the background said, I want Ollie's, did she?
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Is Amber even there, Ashley? Is Amber standing next to you?
Yes.
Oh, can you put Amber on for us?
Oh, hey, Amber.
No, she ran away.
She ran away. Okay. Well, that's perfect.
That's a great sign for my Digimon.
Well, Ashley, stay on the line. We're going to get these Digimon too so you can look after them, all right, mate?
Okay.
I'm so stoked we found someone responsible, Ollie, to look after these Digimon.
I'm glad that Amber's keen to look after mine. Despite running away, I think she's going to be a great carer.
You've got the older sibling. Amber's 14 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that you've got the older one.
Amber, feel free to not train it. I haven't trained it at all. So continue that on. It's more of a weight gain challenge for us. Tom, I've always had beef with the fact that you've got all the sound effects over there. You've got all the buttons, all the control, because you're the panelist, right? So
yeah, I press all the buttons
here. You press the buttons. Yeah, all right, mate. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. And look, okay, this is not a platform for you to just...
Sorry.
To just play every sound you know and have. And I love the sounds you play a lot of the time.
Thank you.
But I wish I had my own way of playing sounds because I feel left out. Otherwise, because I just sit here and I just respond to the sounds that you press, really.
Yeah,
you know, I've got no control. So I've actually gone away and done a bit of homework and I've rigged up my own soundbar, Tom.
What, you've got?
Well, I've got a speaker and I've pushed it into a microphone.
Okay.
And, you know, now I can, with a very, very easy touch of a button, because it's Bluetooth to my iPhone, you know, I can... do things like this, Tom.
You are one pathetic loser.
Oh! Oh! Well done. So that was Magic Blast. This is all from an app called Sound Effects, surprisingly. But, I mean, it's great. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Dolphin?
No. They suck.
No, they're really good. Yeah, that was apparently Roger that, but you couldn't hear it. Okay, I need to get a better app.
Yeah.
But essentially the speaker system itself,
yeah,
I'm very happy with.
It's weird that this isn't going too well.
Tom,
I wonder why you don't press the buttons normally.
Well, Tom, it's the Harman Kardon, the speaker that I've rigged up here. And look, thanks to Telstra.
What is this for
the speaker?
What is this?
What this is a speaker called the Harman Kardon. It's a really high quality speaker. And I will just want to say thanks to my sponsor, Telstra, for the speaker.
Is this a paid ad? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You suck.
Yeah, back off. It cuts off.
It's a little bit unresponsive.
Oh.
It failed.
So this is the kind of things I can do now.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean, all I want to say, yeah, look, Telstra has supplied me with a speaker, so thank you to my sponsor. And, look, it's now time to go over a song, Tommy.
You so, really cut it up one time.
No, let's talk about sex, Debbie.
No, that's not the song.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a song. I'm sorry, I'm fading out your speaker. That is not playing, no. Sorry, we have to go to news and sport. We're not going to a song.
Still, I've got some power now, so watch out. Tom, there's a bit of a trend going around that I don't know. You're probably across it because you're a, I don't know, you're an in man. You know,
mate, I know trends. That's what I do.
You know what's up, and it's also, it's a bit of a manscaping issue. Now,
you're talking to me about manscaping, says the guy who's trying to grow a man bun by December 7.
Hey, don't turn this back on me. Well, because the people saw this thing going on around the world, and they thought, Tom Bainbridge, this is the man. You know, people like Jim Bob, Matt Winchester, Hipster Crusader, he thought, this is great for Tom.
Sorry, when have we ever trusted Jim Bob Jenkins?
Well, I trusted him ever since he said, you should glitter beard Tom Bainbridge.
No, what do you mean?
Have you heard of glitter beading?
Well, yeah. I mean, our workmate here, Cassie, who makes a few audio stuff.
Yeah.
She told it to me the other day. She said, you should do it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
Great.
No.
Mate, can you hear the people? The chorus is clear. Get Tom Bridges' beard covered in glitter because it's the festive season, mate. That's the idea here. I mean, it's the festive season.
So, but explain to me, what is glitter beading?
Well, I could do it, or I can get the professionals who have actually invented it themselves to explain it. So why don't we hear from them?
Okay.
How to glitter beards.
Some of you have asked, how do you guys get that glitter to stain your beards? Like, how is that even possible? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, magic? Is it witchcraft? First things first, you gotta have yourself and you gotta have your beard, which we have brought today. The first order of business, if you will, is beard oil.
Now, how did you know that? I can't believe you got a direct access to my friends, Ollie.
Your friends?
From the US.
Some of the campus dudes I've ever seen. But
they sound fun.
They sound like a lot of fun, and they've created this whole thing, which has really taken off.
Are these the guys that also started the flowers in the beards? Because they sound like the guys that did that as well.
I don't know.
So you know flower beards?
No.
People used to put a whole bunch of flowers in their beards.
Yeah, right. Now, as they said there, you need beard oil to first put in your beard.
Yeah.
And then you glitterify the beard.
I've run out. You're going to have to buy me some.
Well, you know, first things first, you can't do it without it because it'll just fall out, they reckon.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I haven't got any beard oil.
Okay.
They do go on to say that, like, you can use hairspray. Right?
No.
So
no.
Again, no. I haven't got any hairspray, Tom. So
good.
I don't know. I think we should do it, but I need to get organised. Because I haven't. Well, actually, hang on. The phone's ringing, Tom. I think someone is actually on the phone, and he's happy to come to our aid. Good morning. Who's this?
The phone wasn't ringing.
Hello, guys.
You told me to call Riley Rose.
No, it's Riley Rose.
Shut up.
No, I called you. I was listening.
No, you weren't. Yes. Riley, you weren't calling. I called you.
Tom, don't pretend like you think you know what's
Shut
going
up,
on.
Guys.
Riley, can you help us out?
Yes, well, I bloody love glitter. So
of course
I'm just
you
about
do.
To leave work, and Tom, I'm going to get you some glitter on the way.
No, boy. Don't need to.
Yeah.
No,
you don't
need I'm going to. I am sick. We've got to do this. It'll be so fun.
No,
it'll look so cool.
Riley, I think you're on board. I'm on board. Everyone's on board except the subject.
I'm not on board.
It's 2 out of 3.
That's okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's 2 out of 3 plus the border against Tom.
So hang on. Is Ollie doing this as well, Riley?
No.
He's got a beard.
No.
Actually, Ollie,
No, I've got a man bun. It gets too messy. People aren't sure whether I'm a beard guy or a man bun guy.
If you guys put your glitter in your beard, I'll just put it in my hair.
Okay, no one's asking for that, but sure. Anyway, Riley, you go to the shops, you get that glitter, and we're going to get Tom's beard glitterfied.
Thanks, Riley. You're with Tom and Ollie. We might just... Good morning, Riley.
It is glitter beading. Good morning, Riley. You've just opened the glitter in anticipation of this wonderful glitter beading experience of Tom. And what have you done?
I've spilled all over myself. Luckily, we still have some left, but it actually makes my jeans look better.
Well, yeah, they look great. Now, people were messaging us going, well, me, Tom, saying, get Tom into this. He's got a great beard.
Who was texting you, Ollie?
Literally, there's been 3 people now. 3 separate incidents.
Where?
Cassie, as you said, from work.
Yes.
Matt.
Who's Matt?
Matt Winchester.
Yeah.
And there was a
Hipster Crusader.
And there was a third person tagging us on Facebook. I forget who it was.
Oh, my God.
Now, they all thought this is great for Tom. What we're going to do, Riley, you've been so kind as to, on the way to work, pick up some glitter.
Yeah, it was like the bane of my existence. You know, I had to go all the way over the border, all the way back.
All right,
the
Riley.
And then my fuel light was on, and I had panic attacks because I thought I was going to run out of fuel.
Wow, all for glitter in a beard. But the, as those guys said, you're meant to have beard oil. We haven't got beard oil. We've gone for the second best option, Tom, which is hairspray. All right? Mm. Now,
I think it's mousse.
Yeah, you've got mousse in your hand.
Oh, I don't want that. Hairspray, this stuff
no.
here.
I think so, mousse is going to work better.
Tom, you're not calling the shots here, mate. You're the subject.
All right.
We're gonna play on. A bit of Jamie Lawson, and after that, we'll come back, and Tom's beard is going to look spanking new, glitterified. Fabulous.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, well, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't expecting having glitter in my beard, Jamie Lawson, so I wasn't expecting that. It's Star FM's Tom and Ollie here, 8:45.
Guys, welcome to one of the most successful radio stunts I've ever been a part of. Tom is looking just magical, isn't he, Riley?
It actually looks beautiful.
You know what I'm
going to
do right now?
Tom,
I'm going to get on Periscope.
Yes.
And everybody can go to Periscope and follow Tom and Ollie, or Tom and Ollie on Periscope.
If you've just joined us, Tom's about to Periscope his glitter beard. It's the latest trend, and everyone thought it's a great thing to do for someone like you, Tom, with a great beard. And I wasn't sure how it would come out, Riley. But
it looks amazing.
We've got to agree. Like, it looks phenomenal.
You look like a sparkly ray of sunshine.
We're going to go for gold, but we've gone for just a real mix. I think the mix works.
I've just seen myself for the first time. Thank you, Isabel, for joining the Periscope at Tom and Ollie.
But what's Periscope?
It's like a live video app. You've somehow managed to get it very uneven everywhere.
Yeah.
That's all he's for.
Wonderful. It's just wonderful.
But look, yeah, this is great. I'm going to go down and have some breakfast and...
Come and see Tom. Boom, boom, probably. Yeah. Come and say hi. It looks amazing. And Tom, I think I've got to post this on Instagram right now. So if you want to check it out, you can do so at Tom and Ollie. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish... Sing it, Tom. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can I please have a Happy New Beard, please?
Tom, we're having a bit of a chin wag and a bit of a brainstorm about this toy drive that's going on. Star FM's involved in a big toy drive.
It's called the I Believe in Christmas Toy Drive. You can donate at any WAW service centre, or you can come and drop toys in at the station as well.
And we've been, I guess, accidentally involved in our own mini toy drive with the Digimon that you found at your home. We discovered that they were perhaps not the most riveting fun for us and handballed
no,
them.
No. We weren't responsible enough, Ollie.
Wow, that's a good little line, isn't it? And Ashley and Amber took them on. They were two kids who were keen to have them.
Now, you said that you reckon that Digimon are great current-day toys.
Well, I think, you know, there's still a bit of fun to be had with them.
Like, you think that you could go out and buy lots of Digimon and give them to kids and they'd be stoked by
that? Well, not just Digimon, but other toys. Like, you know, Tarzos. Kids love Tarzos.
Oh my God.
Hey, here's one. Plasticine. Kids love Plasticine.
Yeah, well, to find out,
if my childhood was anything to go by.
Let's find out if you're right. We've got Ashley on the phone now. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So we've given you the Digimon 2 days ago. Ollie's just posted a photo up on Instagram at Tom and Ollie of you with the Digimon and Ollie.
Great photo, by the way, Ashley, and your mum. Well done.
Ashley, we need to ask, are you enjoying the Digimon?
I sort of am, except I reckon they're not as good as our generation's Xbox 360 and Xbox 4.
Okay.
Really?
This is what I thought, Ollie.
Is 3 buttons not enough, Ashley?
Not really.
But what about the noise it makes? The beep, 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 beep. That's pretty cool.
There's no noise.
There's no noise. Okay, so the noise is not working.
Yeah. And I suppose the quality of the image on the screen as well. What do you think about that, Ashley?
Yeah, very pixelated.
Very pixelated. Ashley, you're only, was it 12 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're already across what toys are in and what is not in. So if a Digimon's not a good toy, then what... Like, what is a good toy right now, do you think?
Probably Lego.
Lego's still cool?
Which is cool.
Okay. Yeah. And is there a certain kind of Lego?
Lego Dimensions.
Oh,
Lego Dimensions.
Is that like a 3D kind of build-em-up?
Ollie, this is what I'm thinking.
Right?
This is what I'm thinking. Ashley knows toys. Like, Ashley gets toys. No. You definitely don't get toys.
Pokemon Gold?
No, shut up. We don't get toys.
Yeah, okay. We don't.
So, for this toy drive...
We're out of the loop.
There's a whole bunch of businesses donating money right now, and you can do so by giving the station a call if you are a business. What I'm thinking, we take this money and we take kids to go buy toys for other kids.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like...
Like Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley, Would you like to be a part of the toy drive? So basically what we're thinking is if we give you like $100, would you like to buy toys for kids who aren't as fortunate possibly as you are?
Yeah, I would.
Would that be fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And because you're a kid, you know what's cool and what's in.
Lego Dimensions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Lego Dimensions for everyone.
Yeah.
You get Lego Dimensions.
And, sorry, just quickly, this is kind of like our school holiday program.
Hey, it's very similar.
Remember we went to Regent Cinemas and...
with the kids.
And, oh, my
we
God.
We love that stuff.
So...
this is a good idea, Tom. We take some kids out, we get them, we give them some money that is donated.
We need to take a bit of a break now, Ollie. We need to take a bit of a break now. Coming when we come back, let's have a fully fleshed out idea and we'll try and nut out a few details.
All right,
how about that?
Pokemon Silver? No, good?
No. Thank you, Ashley, for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Give me the calendar back. She's taken it off
it's
me.
Tom
no,
Nelly.
It's Tom
Nelly. Good morning, Riley.
Hello.
So today is the launch of the 2016 Year of Meat calendar presented by the House of Meat, the Better Butcher on the Border. Also, Quick Copy. Turn this around very, very quickly. If you need printing done, head down to Quick Copy on Swift Street and also Peter Charlesworth, who took the photos. Now, Riley, this is all for you. You wanted this sexy man calendar.
I know. I feel so giggly, like little girl.
And so we whittled down a whole bunch of men that got nominated and registered across the border. We've whittled them down to our final men that are now featured in
right,
the Year
right.
of Meat calendar.
Let's go.
Let's just get it on the
now,
show.
Now, have you seen any of the photos, Riley?
I've seen your photo.
You've seen our photo, the front cover.
Well, this one.
Oh,
so we've opened up the folder.
It's here like go. Looking at your brothers in the nude. It's so gross.
Well, we're not your brothers.
I mean, sorry. I'm sure people are going to find it attractive and you guys...
Okay, well, we are on the front cover, and there's obviously some butchery themed stuff going on there. Thanks to the House of Meat for letting us in
and
their
fridge.
And
you're naked.
All right, so that's obviously...
So, Ollie, why don't you give the calendar to Riley now? She can hold it in her hot little hands.
Okay, I wanted to hold it for a bit longer, but okay.
Now,
right,
Riley, I'd like you to turn the front cover over, which is us in the fridge at House of Meat surrounded by meat, and give us your first reaction to the first photo.
Oh, my God.
Who have we got here?
Mr. January.
Jack. Oh, my God.
Okay, so what do you think of Jack, Riley?
He's beautiful. Look at those eyes. They're like smoldering.
And
Explain
in the water?
What's going on
okay,
in the picture?
So he's in the water. He's getting up the steps in the pool.
Great.
He's got some board
now, what are your eyes gravitating towards in this photo?
It's actually, you know, he's got a hot body, but it's actually his eyes.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Well, incredible, I mean, the water also reflects the eyes.
Okay, we can't spend this long on every photo.
Okay. Okay, Jack is
February.
Very good, though, so it's
Number
okay to
February.
Spend time.
Oh, my God.
What's going
Terry,
on?
Terry, he's a mechanic.
Yep.
He's got some grease. And on his arms.
Yeah, his big, muscly arms.
All right, let's turn to March.
All right, come on now, here we go.
Who we got here in March?
Hayden.
Wow.
Hayden is your kind of man, I have to say.
He's tattooed.
You like bad boys, he's got the tats, he's pretty sweaty.
And he's pouring water on himself. Yeah. Damn.
Are your eyes watering, Riley?
All right, we're going to April. Who we got
Steve.
In April?
Oh, my God. He's beautiful.
Yeah. Isn't he?
Steve.
What's going on in the photo?
So he's like, what is that, a jackhammer?
It's like massive pair of pliers is how I describe them.
Bolt cutters,
that's it. But he's got a blue sky background. How about the body? What are your thoughts on the body?
Yeah, he's like, what do you call it?
Adonis.
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 Oh, my God. Ollie,
I knew
you
were thinking.
All right, let's go to May.
May. Jason. Hey, what's his last name? I know him.
It's Jason McGuinness from Simmons Homes.
I know Jason.
Yes, he knows you.
Okay,
he's a family friend.
All right, here we go. We're going to June.
All right,
we need to whip through the last few.
Right.
Oh, Will, my favorite.
Don't hug the calendar. You're going to get some stuff on it.
All right, July. We're only halfway through
Ben,
here, guys.
Ben, oh, my God, amazing.
Yeah,
August.
Ben Painter.
Ooh, golf clubs, Martin.
Who knew you've golf me so sexy?
September.
September has no clothes on. Oh, my God.
October.
Dustin. Ooh, that's hot. That's sexy. Yeah,
November.
Oh, my God, Matt, he's on a horse.
Don't say what's happening in the horse. This is one
Wait.
We need to keep.
Oh, okay.
The secret. You have to see the calendar
one,
to believe what happened.
Wow.
December.
Tom and Ollie.
Oh, what's in the background?
Is that your butt?
So
right.
It is. You're welcome. No worries.
Well, we're giving away the first copy of the Year of Meat calendar to
there
Denny.
Go. There you go, Riley.
Who's driven here live. We're going to give her the calendar, the first calendar ever, right after this. And if you do want a copy, make sure you get down to Birralee Village in Wodonga at 11 a.m. We've got a very special guest in the studio. He's got his own opener. It's a Mr. DJ Moz.
G'day, folks. It's DJ Moz here. Are you ready to party? I said, are you ready to party?
DJ Moz, welcome back to the studio. You are a world-renowned DJ.
Yeah, cheers, Timmy. Good to be here, mate.
No, it's Tom.
Tom, is it? Yeah, yep. Sorry, mate. Haven't heard of you. Yep. Been on the British scene for a while now, but just heading down to Oz here.
Oh, really? I thought you just bought a DJ controller and you wanted to become a DJ, so you created an alter ego that pretends that he can DJ, but he actually can't.
Nah, mate, that's Ollie. Nah, my name's DJ Moz, yeah, and it's good to be here. I want to spin some tracks for you. I hear you're doing a calendar, yeah? Calendar.
Yeah, we're doing the 2016 Year of Meat calendar.
Perfect. Well, I've created here a sexy mix of music.
Okay.
Obviously using some old school songs and some new school songs, yeah, as cool. is my want.
Okay.
That's my style, my thing.
What equipment are you running here?
Just going to change my headphones over from my radio headphones to my DJ headphones.
What equipment are you running here, DJ Moz?
Well, I've got a Pioneer DDJSB, but that's my normal deck, but I'm actually being sponsored by Harman Kardon. It's a speaker, very top quality, and it's from Telstra.
Oh, wow.
So thanks to my sponsor, Telstra, because without them, my mix wouldn't be as loud. It'd be more just powered by my Mac. Not as ideal.
Okay,
all right?
Stop it.
All right, here we go.
It's an unpaid ad. Are we ready for your mix? Here we go. Kick it off. DJ Moz.
All right, here we go. Oh, no. That didn't start from the start, did it? All right, here we go.
Here we go. What's this?
Oh! DJ Moz.
Oh, DJ Moz.
It's a sexy thing.
Wait for it. You sexy thing. Oh wow, at DJ Moz, you always get quality.
Oh, I'm really getting the hot cues down. Wait for this bit.
Okay, yeah, that's just noise.
Stuck on the sex button. Oh, no. Okay, wait for this. Here we go.
Can we have another song in there?
You'll get it. What's going on here?
I don't know, nothing. You're just playing a song.
No.
DJ Moz. Oh.
Oh, what's this?
Wow, DJ Moz. Using the low pass filter. Doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, what? Music's gone? And it's back.
It's not likely.
Donuts, people. Donuts.
It's not likely that you have a fade out in a club, is there?
Yeah.
DJ Moz,
wait
wow.
Oh, no. Here we go.
What have you done?
I'm just doing an effect. I'm doing an effect. Oh!
Well, DJ Moz knowing how to use the underwater effects.
Thank you very much, people. I'm done. I'm out of here.
It's DJ Moz.
If you liked that Tom and Ollie podcast, then you can listen to even more at starfm.com.au.
And on Insta at Tom and Ollie.
Tom and Ollie, weekdays 6 till 9 on Star FM.
And on Facey at Tom and Ollie.